Coming to you live from Nothing Ventures, Nothing Game. I'm your host with the most, your GM, Jared. And we are playing Pathfinder 2nd Edition. Not the remaster. We do talk about the remaster. We go over the rules a little bit of the remaster. So if you're listening and you're like, that's not in the remaster, we know.
I'm not learning another system right now.
Yeah, that'd be annoying.
Nope. Officially, Path Builder has a button now.
Yes.
It does.
Yeah. You hit it and you can turn, if you're using the Path Builder app, how you can convert it
to and from remaster.
Yeah.
Yep. They use the app. They changed it so you don't need two versions.
Of yeah. The and then Yay. You can also click a button and it says use like new spells or use the old spells.
Yeah.
So it's really useful, especially if you're playing Pathfinder or you're getting into Pathfinder. A lot of people are moving into Pathfinder 2nd Edition, which is great. Welcome to the community.
Yeah.
Howdy. So, yes, I've seen a few times online people are like, oh, what edition? Again, something we had discussed. People were confused about like where to start with Pathfinder. Like, I have the old book and now they're the remaster. Yeah, like people were confused and that was a conversation. It's not too different from each other.
Yeah,
a few things.
We're already like knee deep in this, so we're gonna continue with the original one, and we'll probably maybe convert 11. To the new one next campaign.
And to tell you about who's playing and what's going on, I'm gonna toss it over to our MC Jeff. MC Jeff, take it away.
He's a double feature: a dark mystic creature, got sick Rictus grin. One laughs while one beat you. It's Zach.
Hi.
Yeah.
He's gonna beat you.
Another Wednesday night, he's got Bark and the Bite, bright fighting delight, leave your whole crew tight, it's Fabio.
Hey!
Yo. What'd it do?
Swinging Arts of Destruction, purpose pure function, connects with more heads than Conjunction Junction, it's Team.
Oh! That was a good one!
Don't bring your wick-whack styles. Bitch, get slapped wild, leaving bodies in piles, stretching on for miles, it's Steve.
Oh!
Don't be mad at me just because you can't pair to me. Give you vivid nightmares because everyone's scared of me. It's Jeff.
Hey!
All right. Crunchy on the outside like a French baguette. Sending it back to you, GM Jared.
Yes! What?
What?
Amazing. A Medi Rhyme baguette.
Crunchy.
Baguette. Jared.
Baguette is a lethal weapon.
That had multiple layers.
Like your rage sandwich?
Yes.
Rage sandwich.
He's like, French baguette. Your last name's French.
It is.
Oh, well, yes, that too.
Yeah, I know.
It's all there.
Unintended consequences.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's do it.
At this point, I'm going to try to do my best to, move silently, sort of following where Henny is leading us.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I guess, trying to lead Sir Ren to where he's not clanking as much. Mm-hmm. Maybe find like more secure spots on roofs as we go. Four with the keen follower for him being a master.
There you go.
Right?
And the DC has been dropped to 29. Success.
There we go.
Right. 12 plus 19 plus 3.
Yeah. All right.
That'll do it.
Creature versus the rooftops without making a sound, avoiding patrols below and gaining an advantage point for the next leg of the journey. As you travel across the rooftops, you do notice a point in which you will have to drop down back to the streets. The issue here is the streets seem to be more guarded than anything else. And you notice that one of the houses seems to be like getting raided.
Oh, man.
And now you start to hear more and more guards coming, which will definitely cause a problem. As you're spending time seeing the house get raided, guards coming, you start to feel the sizzling drops of acid from the rain coming.
Shit. Oh,
we gotta move.
You have a choice. You will have to either drop to the streets.
I got a plan.
I think I do too.
And
it might be the same plan.
Atura, please make a perception check.
Yeah, we need you, Atura. You're gonna be the man here.
Guidance on you.
Thank you. 17.
Hey, we need every little bit.
21.
Nice. 21. Atura, you quickly scan past everyone else.
No.
And you notice a spot on one of the buildings where you can lead the group in. And as the group kind of like comes down into the building, you step on the roof. You're the first one. You're like, oh, I found where we could drop down. As you step onto the roof, you collapse back.
Literally drop down.
Dropping down. And as you go, you reach up and you grab Sir Ren's cloak and you pull him.
Oh no, not the heavy cloak!
Sir Ren falls backwards.
Can I?
That's like 36 bolts falling on you.
I was about to say, like, I'm like, he may die.
Hey, you just hear
a lot of weight.
Right, hold on.
You just hear
our so you guys collapse down into the roof, taking Sir Ren, who casted guidance, so he was right there.
Yeah.
So Tora reached up, grabbed the cloak, and goes, and it falls back. Both of them fall. You hear a low thud.
And then a bigger thud.
And then you hear a boop, boop.
Ka-thunk.
But the group looks out and you realize that they're raiding the house and the people getting raided are fighting back. So it is creating sound.
Yeah, we like that.
And then Sir Ren looks up and he's just like, he lifts up Atura and Atura. And, you know, you guys look down. And you guys are like, Atura and Sir Ren, what do you say up to the group?
Well, first of all, you take 12 points of damage when he's falling on you.
Jesus.
My body.
So, Ren, what do you do?
Weak point.
I grab him.
So, Ren, you reach out, and everyone, you're looking down.
Yeah.
And Sir Ren and Arturo's like, oh, God, this, you know, hurts. And my body, and Sir Ren grabs him. And then you hear, and they fall into the sewer below. A splash.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The whole house.
Every level, you just hear Arturo go,
so they fell into the house that's being raided.
No, a different house.
Okay, so I just want to get that straightened out.
Just to clarify,
we were on a house.
Was
a house.
They were on the roof.
Yeah. The next house was being raided.
Yeah.
It went creak, creak. He fell into the roof, grabbed me. I fell into the roof, fell on him.
Oh.
We stand up, heard creak, creak. The floor came out from under us, and we fell again. Yes. So you take another 12 points of damage, keep falling on you.
It's that fucking five bolt that's fucking everything up.
And then you hear a loud splash as they hit the sewers below.
Oh, he's dirty again.
I was about to say, you hear Sir Ren. Sir Ren through the messenger, you hear, my body.
My weakness.
You guys descend into the sewers.
Not by choice. But it was definitely by fun.
I mean, we don't have to fight.
I say is my message to you saying, I don't think we can get out.
Okay. So I look at it and I'm like, they stuck.
So
why are we going to figure out?
Soren, wait, are you still talking with Henny?
Yes.
Just tell them to, we'll meet them there. Ow, I'm going to hurt. I need like 2 seconds.
Is everybody at least alive?
He's alive.
Being
part of the sewers, you don't have to worry about the rain. So you can move faster in this section.
Yay.
How deep in the sewer? Like,
oh, it's just like general sewers.
Deep, waist deep, ankle deep.
Like Ninja
deep.
Turtle deep.
Okay.
So they have like platforms on the side. Yeah, I was literally about to say that. Yeah. Like, we got the fucking walkway on the side.
They got the sidewalk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The descent from the rooftops brings you into the mouth of the city's underbelly.
It felt like a Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll rust in there.
I'm like, it's Batman or Ninja Turtles? It's one of those.
It started as Batman. And immediately turned into Ninja
Turtles. For some reason in my head, the second we got to the roof, it became night, and I don't know why.
It was Arkham City at night.
Oh, yeah.
And then we came down and it's daytime now. I'm like, I don't know.
That pizza has been delivered. We are the pizza.
The sewers. That's the part that's really fucking with me.
So
the sun comes up in the sewers.
Yeah. As you enter, the oppressive stench of decay wraps around you. The darkness is absolute, a tingling entity that swallows the weaker light of your torches, leaving only uncertainty in its wake. The sound of dripping water and the distant rush of unseen rivers echoes through the tunnels, a constant reminder of the dangers that lurk in the deep. With each step, the slick algae-covered stones beneath your feet threaten to betray you to the darkness. Yet you flip the page. Press on, driven knowledge of what you seek lies hidden within the noisome labyrinth. So you guys are going through the sewers.
Do we know which way we're going?
Yes.
Through the sewers. I'm asking, like, my part. That's why I did the Sortok voice the Jeff voice.
As you guys make your way down, I think I got turned around in the fall, so I don't know which direction
that
we're
is
heading.
Fair.
We came
things
down
hurt.
Calmly, so we have an idea. We're just going next door,
we know
right?
where we are. We can
no, you're going through the sewers. Like, now it makes sense to kind of move through the sewers.
Sure.
To get through faster.
To start us off, can I hit us with the dancing lights?
Oh, yes.
Do whatever you like.
The sound that, sorry.
So, can I use that as a skill thing or no?
The cantrip.
No, I see what he's trying to. He said, so, okay, so you're trying to use this as a skill?
Yes. If not, then I'll just do it.
Yeah, the arcana.
I think mine is occultism.
Occultism, then. Cast. Yeah, make your occultism.
27.
What are you sure?
It happens when you roll a 7.
I bet occultism is 27.
I rolled a 7.
Yeah.
Occultism is intelligence based.
Yeah, it is.
He's bad at it.
I'm not the best
at it. While you're occultizing, I heal you for the damage that you took on the fall.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you just see.
I whip out the staff and I heal you.
He just whacked me over the head, which is why I can't cast the Dancing Lights Cantrip. I'm like,
he's been cussed.
Yeah, struggling with the darkness and obstacles.
Yeah, really.
Literally. I bet it's in your notes. He fucking knew.
you're unable to kind of like get the lights to.
I can't get
to,
them up.
You get them on, but the like. You're putting them in like weird area and it's causing a lot of like shadows than like necessary, and a few times you slip off and like your foot falls into the water, the blue water.
Seren definitely hit me and I went straight into the water and I'm not having a good
just
time.
Just trying to help. Look, if you can't take the help.
He's concussed.
To whack.
I'm like, you know he's a frail boy. Don't do that to him. Be nice to him.
I mean, I could always cast light on things. I don't have the cantrip. Well,
it works. They're on. It's just he failed his check.
But we do have dancing lights bopping around.
Yes, they're moving around.
We can stand it out. They're just doing some weird strobe shit.
That's fair.
It's more of a rave.
You know, like when you come into like a room and the lights are in weird spots and they create more shadows than it
helps. Yeah, like a nursing home.
Yeah.
Terrible lighting.
No, nursing home.
Because nobody really wants to see what everybody looks like and shit.
That's why they have the most
STDs. Why do you think when you're at the club, the lights are low?
These are bad.
Because sometimes you're like, oh shit, coyote morning.
Yep.
Man. I gotta roll my arm off and wake this thing up that I'm sleeping.
The lights are raving and I'm just like,
there's at least two people in the group that cannot see in the dark, correct?
Yes, I cannot see in the dark.
And you?
No, I can see in the dark.
I hand you the Dragon Eye Talisman.
Ooh, what does
and
it
then
do?
Once a day, you can use it. One of the abilities, it's got four abilities, but the one that you can use is you can use it. And so long as you sustain the spell, you can dark vision for 10 minutes.
Question.
So while we're in here,
since I did it in the volcano,
he has the lights bouncing around.
Can I use my earthbinding plan dagger to do like a map thingy again?
Okay. We hold on to it for now.
I'm going to give a survival check. I'm going to hold this. I'll be all
right. Survival, I'm not sure.
What is
nature? Nature?
Can I assist her survival check?
Crafting.
Crafting, yes.
There you go.
There we go.
Can I assist her crafting check?
This will be your check to assist her.
What? Oh, are you trying to assist somebody else?
Oh, so we're back to doing the three things. Oh, okay. I thought this was just completely separate, doing something.
No, it resets.
She's making. She's designing a map with her.
Like what I did with the volcano with my
dagger. Her dagger.
Yeah. Okay.
So she's using crafting to make it as detailed as possible.
Yep.
See, we got that, Tina.
Yep.
Needed a minute. Ooh.
28.
Nice. Altogether?
14.
It's a failure.
Yep.
Man.
It's a good map.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. There are just some things like certain areas down here clearly haven't been used well or been maintained. So there are blockages that your map doesn't show. Mm-hmm. So you kind of like have to take the long way around these things. So you're at two failures.
Oh,
so
man.
One more failure fails the Smith task.
He failed and she failed. Apparently, it only works on natural structures, not handmade ones.
Not poo structures.
Nope.
It only deals with mud, not poop.
I think I did get a concussion from the stick. I feel better, but not in my head. Something feels weird.
All right. Well, somebody tries.
He got knocked stupid.
I was already stupid.
Oh. Can we tell if these were made by the cultists or these were here from the dwarves?
What?
The
sewers are dwarvish, mate.
Dwarves, okay.
A lot sturdier material.
That tells me what. That tells me what I can't use. Duck?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the check's still 31, right?
Yes.
Check.
No one's crit failed yet.
Just regular failures. We just can't get one more.
Yeah.
I don't know how much.
Crafting and occultism have been used. This is the time to just try and argue for your best skills.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I mean, I guess I can hustle everybody and try to use athletics to hustle everyone through the tunnels. And basically as fast as possible.
Gotta get out.
If that's okay.
Just run.
Yeah, we're just hustling. If someone points me in direction, I'm setting a pace. You gotta keep up.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, go. So like it sounds like Sir Ren's kind of like panicking because you've gotten like turned around a few times.
Do you have claustrophobia? Is that what's going on here?
Possibly.
Who cares? As long as he succeeds, I don't care what phobias
he's got.
It's
water and he's a machine. Yeah.
He's water, he's a machine man.
He's got a 50-pound cloak.
And these ceilings are low. He is not in his element.
He's got all the bulk.
So he's more angry.
Oh, that's right. You got that new heavy...
The sewers are straining at my weight at this point.
All right, go ahead, Sir Ren.
No, oh my god.
What was it?
It was a two.
Four.
Yeah.
Hero card.
There we go. 11, so 21, 31, 32.
That's a success.
All right.
So that was the fail right there.
Yeah, I know. That's why I burned a card.
I was saying, I got a card to burn if I need to.
All right. So Hustler sets a good pace for the group. And he's also pushing a lot of like the debris and waste that's being blocked by using your map, Tina. He's just kind of like using a shield to like push it to the side, that allowing you guys to pass.
So what else did we use? We used occultism?
Athletics, crafting. Occultism, and crafting.
And crafting. Okay.
Athletics. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to use acrobatics. Mm-hmm. Since we're hustling so much, I want to sort of try to find like, you know, drier spots or spots that aren't so slippery so that we can sort of keep the pace that...
Solid.
Okay.
This guy's rolling with you. Come on, large. That is not large.
This is the round that we use all of our hero point cards.
It's going to a success.
You do not like the sewers.
Well, actually... Well,
sewers aren't good.
Yeah, no.
That's a success.
Yeah.
I... So Atura is aiding, Sortak is using like his help to like move people properly to like find directly better spots, stable spots on the walkways, which haven't clearly been used. Nell, you've become upset that your family has allowed this to fall into such disarray to stain upon the... Tormally.
Out of everything that was important, we let the damn sewers go.
Most important.
All right.
Infrastructure.
Waste management is important.
Waste management is super important.
Did everybody go?
Black Plague. Nope.
No, we have one more.
Bobby O'Neill.
This, this is the make.
This is the make or break. It's literally right two and two.
All right. Well, if we have hero coins,
you gotta make it. You gotta make it a good one.
That's a thing. It's a full count right here. We need. It's a
come on, failure. I'm hoping for failure.
Of course you are.
We'll find out.
Hey, give it to him. Give him the failure. See what happens.
Yeah. Do it.
Can you like lure your way out of this?
He's going to critically succeed.
Of course he's
but it's going to be a plus one skill.
Legal?
That's it.
Double
do it. Do you have legal knowledge of this?
You got any lures? No.
He's contemplating. He's contemplating.
I use something I should not.
What? Wait, what?
Are you using a card?
I'm praying.
How about praying to God?
Shit, how about thievery? Maybe find some secret doors that we can use in the subtle two tunnels? I don't know.
I could have also prayed to a god. I
could also use the religion.
There would be more perception, if anything.
I didn't think
no one could use perception.
Not for this one.
No. Yet.
We could use perception.
Can you use perception?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you have a good perception?
21.
He's master.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I'm also a master in perception.
There you go. All
right. I'm going to use your card as well.
Do that.
That's a four.
Nice.
On top of this roll. All
right. You're not even going to need it. You're going to roll a 19 right here.
All
right.
So, like, while, like, Soren put the little eye gem away, I look for it real quick and I'm just like, Henny thinks we should go
left.
Is it a one? Is it a one?
Is it a one with a nine after it?
Do you have a card that you could submit to the guy to re-roll that?
So that's just a re-roll.
I know.
Yeah. All
right. Is it a one?
That one, bro.
Don't look through the dragon eye jar. Don't look through the dragon eye jar.
Roll that 19.
I look through and I go.
It's like Jedi training. There's too many you dice don't in need that thing. To look, okay? Just don't look.
I didn't clean it when I took it out of the dragon's ass.
Don't let it hit another dice.
Shit.
That 19 maybe. Yeah, that's not even a roll.
That was cracked.
Don't have too much shit in your things.
Okay. 11. Two ones.
Plus four.
He double crit failed.
It's a double fail. Double crit. Rocks fall. Everybody dies.
Yep. All right, so 11 plus four is 15 plus 21. Is
36. 36. Right. Nice. That's a
success. And he goes,
I took everybody.
We need to go that way. And I go, oi! No. That way.
What? Did you get turned around the last turn?
Ow. Yeah. Like two or three times, I've been looking the wrong way. You know, I can't see in the dark quite well. So, you know, that wall looked like a tunnel. All
right.
So it was no good.
That was a wall.
No. That was a tunnel.
No. Are you sure? It did just straight up look like.
Oh, my head must still.
All right, let's get out of here.
We gotta give him a nap.
The party navigates.
I always need a nap.
The party navigates through the tunnels, avoiding hazards and reaching a wider chamber.
Barely.
But finding that it is also a dead end.
Oh, shit.
Again?
Bubbling up from below you, you are battered and washed up as oozes rise up from the, from the grate underneath you. At the last moment, Nell turns, using her map. She realizes there is a small, like, there should be another corridor, but it's blocked. As now, like, this large ooze, like, very large ooze, Nell throws her weight into the false wall. It collapses, and you emerge deeper, like it collapses.
And so the floor collapses and we go
deeper. No, she collapses the wall. She's
the Kool-Aid man?
Yeah, she's Kool-Aid man.
Oh, yeah!
So she throws herself into it and you just see her go into darkness.
I'm falling.
And then you hear, as
what the
as no, hold on. Nell sounds a lot more impressive when she's scared.
Hold on. No.
Nell, what do you sound like when you approach this?
Shocked, surprised.
She throws her shoulder, not realizing that there was like the blocked off wallway was because it collapsed. So on your
map, it was just debris.
Yeah, so she went through a collapsed tunnel, went in, and then went down.
There's just a stream of dwarven curse.
Yeah, it's kind of like a slide, like you're sliding down. Like imagine the Goonies, you know, when they're sliding on water.
Yes.
So that's what's happening to Nell. So Ren already was like, I'm going.
Every word.
Yeah. So he goes and you hear.
Yeah.
As he also slides. What do you guys do? There's two of your teammates have jumped, and there's a rising poo elemental.
I'm not waiting for its song, and I dip.
I grab Sortek and I dive in.
Let's go.
I was like, we going in. Let's do it.
If I'm allowed, I will try to grab Nell and cushion her back with my body.
No, you guys are just sliding. It's like a slide.
Oh, okay. So
it really is the booty slide.
We're literally like on feet. There's like sliding down.
No, you bust your, like you go through and you like, it just drops
crumple
out.
And fall. Yeah. Got it.
But it's like the Action Park one where like you get like a quarter wound.
You get concussed.
Oh, road rash.
Yeah.
It's like Action Park. I go to Action Park.
The group emerges deeper under the tunnels that snake below here. Here the air is heavy with the weight of history, the cool, musty scent of earth mingling with the faint, unsettling odor of decay. The group stands, a few of you, Atura, your lights come with you. The lights flicker against the ancient stone, casting long, dancing shadows that play tricks on your eyes, making you question what is real and what is a mere illusion. The silence here is profound, broken only by the sound of your own breaths, and an occasional distant echo that reminds you you're not alone in the dark. With every step, the sense of foreboding grows, a palpable presence that watches, waits, and whispers of forgotten secrets and hidden dangers. You walk deeper into these like tunnels, and you start to notice they are alcoves, like along the walls, and then you look into the alcoves and you realize there are mummified bodies here.
Ooh.
None of them are dwarvish. Ooh. They're actually about 7 to 8 feet long.
Can we determine how old they are?
Mummified.
Like old.
Yeah.
Ancient Empire lore?
Ancient Empire lore.
Sure.
Okay. Would I happen to know any lore or anything?
34? 16 plus 18. Ancient Empire lore.
the
like maybe who would mummify their dead
and before the dwarves before came the
and
dwarves
then also here. Be yeah. also freakishly tall
yeah, and be here.
This is a good possibility of that older empire that was here previous to the dwarves that they fought them off. Remember we talked about
the Nordics?
No. Remember that we talked about when you were descending, you found the original dwarven empire?
Yep.
Is that those things that we saw carved in and it had like the whole like that plan, not plan, like the history thing?
Mm-hmm.
I was when all the traps went off and I got had to dodge them.
Yep.
Got it.
So this is before during the dwarves discovering this place and conquering it effectively.
Yes.
Okay.
You notice that the bodies are all aberrations. Like they are malformed. Some of them have multiple eye sockets.
Hey, no.
Some of them have no eyes. Like it's just skeleton.
What does the guy say in Aliens? Nobody touched nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, no. Some of them have
like no legs. Just like torso that extends. Like
why did the dwarves build their kingdom on top of nightmares, horrors, and a lava dragon?
I don't know
if they knew this was here.
Did they know about the lava dragon? Because that seemed pretty close.
There are a lot of hidden
not for nothing. Where there's resources, there are people.
That is true.
Yeah, I didn't know about the dragon
until
yesterday.
That's how civilizations start.
You know what I mean.
I was gonna say, it's like, you call these things people. Yeah, you see
living things where there are resources are available, accessible resources. There will be things that are trying to possess those resources.
Of course.
When you say living things, you see Henny pulls out his pipe, right? And I light the pipe, right? So the thing is, the pipe does a cool thing. I don't appear.
I don't know if they're living.
Detectable alignment spell. Dead. I don't appear to undead to divination spells or abilities or senses such as life sense, unless those abilities successfully counteract the sensor.
Dope.
Right. So it's like if these things come alive, they can't see me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's that? For some reason, when you said life sense, I thought of that like. Not the necklace. Life alert? Like, yes.
Life alert.
That's anti.
I fall and I can't get up.
That's anti. That's me.
We need to get you that.
I'm not going to lie. Yes.
I'm going to open up my Eye of the Arc Lords and see what I could see here.
What does that do?
I will tell you.
That's dope. I like the Eye of the Arc Lords.
Once per day, expert in arcana and arcane sense. I have all of that prerequisites.
Mm-hmm.
I open up an incandescent third eye upon my forehead. It can remain open for 1 minute, and you can close it before then with a single action with the concentrate trait.
Mm-hmm.
It can remain open for 2 minutes if you master, three if you, you know, whatever. You get more time the further along you are. While the eye is open, you gain the following benefits. You gain the effects of detect magic, arcane innate spell from your arcane sense at the start of each of your turns without needing to cast the spell. You gain dark vision, which I already have. You gain a +2 status bonus to perception checks to seek undetected and hidden creatures, and to your perception DC against hide and sneak.
Okay.
So I'm basically looking for any sort of hidden or, what's the other word, undetected creatures.
What kind of bonus is that?
It's a +2 status bonus.
Okay. I was going to cast Guidance on you too, but it's the same bonus.
It's got the Eye of Odin thing that
pops up.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll make a roll of some sort.
Yeah, I have Odin open.
That is a 19.
That's a 10.
I guess that goes to with my Arcana.
Yes.
So 43.
Woo!
That is a critical success.
It's a 19 plus 24.
Roll a d4 if you wish.
No, don't do it.
Do it. Yeah, do it.
Do it.
4.
Fabio.
Yay!
Roll D100.
This is my first time. Fabio's here?
Yes.
He's with Henny? Oh, shit. I didn't know Fabio came, too.
We best buddies.
What?
I'd be upset if I was out here. If me, actual Fabio, was out here, I'd be upset. I'd be hitting that already.
Yep.
Bruh, if any of us were
two.
In this situation. Yay! Join me, brother.
Upon one of these weird creatures, the light kind of like hits it.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice that there seems to be some kind of chain shirt.
Ooh.
You're able to extract it. It's Elven chain shirt of 3 wishes.
Ooh.
Damn!
Right? So just listen. It's a it requires investment. It's a plus three chain shirt. Ooh. Right? Elven. So yeah. that actually comes with certain things.
Yeah, no, it does. No resilient room.
And one resilient room. So no resilient. Sorry.
Okay. It's so just plus three.
So listen.
Just plus three. Okay.
When you are hit by a melee or ranged attack while wearing this armor, you can use your reaction to wish you hadn't been hit. The attack deals no damage, but the plus one armor potency rune provided by the armor decreases by one. After the third wish, the armor's rings vanish and it becomes non-magical leather armor.
Oh.
Chain shirt.
It's three soaks.
What? It
becomes chain shirt.
No, it just becomes non-magical leather.
Wow. Okay.
The rings disappear.
The rings fall off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
That's
three soaks.
And he said it's what? And it's plus three?
Plus three.
So you get three soaks.
It's a plus three elven chain shirt.
And so when you're hit, you may spend a reaction to do it? Mm-hmm. So it's a choice.
You don't even have to.
I can choose.
When you are hit by a melee while wearing the armor, you can use your reaction. You can use your reaction.
It's a choice.
To wish you hadn't been hit.
And that's a reaction, so you don't even use your other actions.
Yeah. You just go, I don't want it. But then it goes like plus two, plus
it's
one.
Like, it's like Izanagi. Like when the eyes close,
well,
like,
you need three times.
Yeah.
You got hit for 106 points of damage. You'd be like,
turn
nope.
Into what's his fuck and getting blasted by Sasuke.
Yeah. Oh, it's no. Like, oh, no, I don't like this. Now like, oh, you go get it again and again.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, I remember none of these items are like bound to you. You can trade them along. Like, you could give it to Nell and Nell could. Well, wear it.
Whoever's in the fight, Artura
could take at like one of his levels, like
it's
armor
elven
proficient.
Chain, right?
Elven chain.
Yeah, I'm not touching shirt. Armor
chain shirt.
It is light armor too.
Yeah. Elven chain is usually light.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having a good time with my unarmored defense.
Okay, go for it.
Just saying.
Like, I remember, like, in second edition AD&D, was like getting like elven chain was like
a big deal.
Like, oh my god, it's like the
big fucking deal.
It being elven, it is there is a specific thing that happens because of it.
Yeah. It's dope.
No, but what he's saying is back in the day, elven chain was a big fucking deal.
Oh, no, yeah.
Like, to find elven chainmail was like, you won D&D.
You won the game.
Like, you basically win D&D. If you find that or the
all right,
Holy
well,
Avengers.
Guys, we're done. We found the elven chain shirt.
That's it. Bye.
We're retiring.
Bye. Yeah, we're just going to retire now. We're just going to, you know.
Sorry, Nell. Your kingdom's doomed.
That's it.
No, that was it. You just need to find the elven chain
shirt. That's it. We won.
Called us all die.
They called us all. Their faces melt.
Yes.
As soon as they see the chain shirt, all
is the Ark of the Covenant.
Especially the Ark of the Covenant.
Anybody want it?
That was it.
It should be an improvement.
I don't see any. No, I'm talking like I don't see any hidden creatures.
It's not that I don't want it. It has a strength requirement that I can't.
All right, so I will close the eye after 1 minute, and now I am dazzled for 1 minute.
12 strength.
Oh, I can wear it. Technically,
it's something.
But I
stronger than you?
Physically.
Yeah, farm boy's right. Stronger than Henny.
I am dazzled for the amount of time equal to how long I had it open. Let's just say it's a minute. But no hidden, no hiding creatures. Okay.
It appears
that we're alone down here. Unless some of these guys are your friends, but I don't know about that.
Hold on.
But we seem to be alone down here, which is good in a way.
So if you're using no the elven chain.
Mm-hmm.
So did I notice any magical doors or openings anywhere?
No, you were able to find the magic.
Y'all are watching me put a shirt on. Ooh, this is shiny.
Yeah. Wow, that is really shiny.
Right?
I did one.
Good on me, though.
It looks real nice. It's very form-fitting.
Sword attack lowers to DC by two because he made a critical success.
Yes, I did.
Do you want
like
me
how
to
you
fuck
find things
again?
And put them on and they're cursed and you're just like, oh, look, another thing, and you just keep putting stuff on.
Surprise, it's cursed.
Smell curses.
It smells like death down here, which is the exact things curses smell like.
No, we said it. We said it smelled, the curses smell different.
This is
like black liquor,
like sulfur or something.
So this is a crypt that we're
more or less.
In.
You're moving through crypts.
But are we in? Does it seem like we're in like the heart of a crypt?
No, or, like a cryptish area.
Right. Does it look like there's?
Can dwarves still determine approximate depth?
Yeah, you got two more.
Is that a thing?
That is technically not a thing.
No.
It's not a thing anymore.
Unless you want to make it a thing. No. That's an old second edition thing.
That's old stuff, first
and second edition thing.
Yeah.
That kind of got removed. But if you want to add it, because we talked about this.
No, it's an actual feature that they could take.
Oh, they can actually take stuff to give them
stone cunning.
It's stone cunning
or something like that. Yeah, there you go. Okay, that's good.
Are you a stone cunner?
Maybe.
No, I'm a rock runner, though.
That's okay.
And then once we get to 13, Stonewaller is on the docket.
All right. So we have one pass, one critical success. Yeah.
So
do we see an actual way to go?
Yeah, you have some ways.
Try to stick to the map as best we can.
So who passes who critically succeeded?
Sword attack's the only one who made a check. He critically succeeded.
Since we're down here and there's dead bodies and all this stuff, it seems a good time to do a religion.
Consecration.
Help us get out of here.
That's a good one.
That works.
Looking to be the 29.
You need an 8 or higher.
Well, an 18, even better. Oh,
fucking well. Sheena rolled a 7.
Yep. Hold on, I have a card. I have a card.
Move those other dice.
I have a card somewhere. There we go.
There you go. So moving it from a failure.
I just rolled it again. Rolled another 7.
Don't roll dice into dice.
You know what? That one's done.
Stop rolling into dice.
So now
clear out your tray.
Now Nell's able to pray.
Where am I going
to
put my dice
in? The gods kind of fuck around with you. And you're able to find a better way going.
I need a tray for my other dice.
Yeah, your sad dice tray. So you make a success.
Sweet.
So you have a crit.
That was my highest one, too. I had a plus 21. Sorry. I'm like, yeah, 8 and up. That's fine. Fucking 7.
Damn. Well, it's getting worse.
We're done with that one. That one's out.
Seren, Atura.
Anybody?
You got something?
So we're in this crypt. We're looking around. We see the dead bodies. I'm putting a shirt on. What happened?
She made a religion check, then partially passed.
Got it.
Knowing how like crypts work, she's able to maneuver the group towards what she would assume.
She's also journeying through a lot of crypts lately. So
is there any writing anywhere?
No.
Nothing.
So that's exactly
this may be before language.
I was literally going to look
or anything written.
There's a sign that says exit this way in a language none of us can read. Yes. We don't know.
So right? I was actually going to see if
it's a weird ass escape room.
If there was any possible reason as to why the cult decided that this was a city they needed to overtake, whether it was just a kingdom that was having some issues, or if there was like significance to this spot specifically. So I was wondering, since we're down here now, we had no idea this was here. We didn't know the dragon was fucking there.
The dwarves might not even know that this is here.
I was about to say, I don't even think the cultists think that this is here.
We did find out about the ley lines, though.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm wondering if there may be some sort of connection here to either the ley lines or the
ley lines now that we're underground this close to the city? Okay.
It's kind of like static electricity.
What would
it feel
like? Like a buzzing in
the ozone.
Oh, like when you touch the old school tube TV?
Yep.
What skill would you say would be most applicable here to
what skill do you want to use?
That cultism, arcana,
can't use arcana.
You did.
All right, lore cult would make sense.
Lore cults, all right, because lore cults, cults is occultism.
Do it,
okay. But wait a minute,
I have cults, and
don't you suck at that? Do you have something better?
But the
I was
DC went down by 2,
it did.
Okay.
Just go for it.
Hey, do it, man. Go for it.
Man.
Roll that nat 20 right here.
Nat 20.
Bam.
What is it?
Do
you have any more cards?
Yeah, it's a really cool card that I wanted to save because it's my...
Draw it next time.
We've all been giving up our cards.
You know what? Yeah, whatever.
Give it away now.
Well, you know what? I think maybe plot-wise makes more sense that I don't find anything, you know, or maybe not. I ended up rolling a 20 altogether.
Well, that's a critical failure.
No, it's not.
No, because it's minus 2.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It's not a crit failure.
It saves it from being a crit failure.
It's just a regular ass fail.
That's why I said, no, I'm not going to use it, because my crit card is very good.
Okay.
All right.
I think thematically it makes more sense that I don't find any connection. Yeah, we're able to kind of sense the ley lines a bit, but that's it. We were kind of able to sense them up there a little bit too, depending on where we stood or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's just not any stronger or weaker here.
Okay.
In this specific spot.
Uh-huh.
So who has attempted something?
So that's occultism, arcana, and
religion.
There's cults.
Occults.
Them three have gone.
Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of magic stuff right now.
Listen, I'm tapped out.
Want to try something, or you want me to
try something? Do you, you have something in mind?
Perception.
I don't like that. I don't like that noise.
No one's used perception yet, which is a good one.
My perception sucks.
What? My perception's not great.
I'll use perception.
Your perception, you have better eyes than I do.
My perception's the same as my religion.
Yeah. Here's the question. Before you roll, do you want me to try to aid you? What? If casting a spell, it's like my whole action?
Guidance.
Or, here's the question. I give him the Dragon Eye Talisman.
He has it.
He gave it back to me. He kept giving it back to me.
That's right.
You guys just fucking get dark vision.
Yeah. All right, come on, get.
All right, I'm gonna use my
and guidance. So give guidance too. Give everything. Kid Tango, nat one.
Ooh. Thanks.
Did you beat a 29?
Maybe I rolled a 5 + 4 = 9, and I got 21.
Plus guidance.
30. Plus 31.
31.
Ooh.
So that's success.
Yeah, with a 5.
You're kind of following Nell's like.
I'm doing a hard scoot.
Yeah. Looking around, you're actually walking, and a few times as you like make turns, your foot kind of like splashes into a little like small puddle of water.
Mm-hmm.
As you kind of make your way through the tunnel.
Okay.
We progress forward.
You progress forward.
Okay.
You scared what
we stepping we in the key word was we make our way through the tunnels.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got scared.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Every so often, you like you're moving, and you start to find like. You know, there are small puddles of like liquid water down here. Remember, it was dry, and now like you're finding closer. There's like liquid.
We must be getting closer to the sewer because there's water down here.
Yeah.
Okay, so still looking around.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to see what I can
see. So that's one success.
All right, hold on. There was water, you said.
Yes, yeah. A liquid.
Keep taking that one.
Okay. Do we know where the water was?
We have
was?
A crit, a success, it, and a success.
Is it sort of a singular phenomenon?
We have 3 successes.
Oh, yes, 3. Okay, sorry.
Crit and 2 successes.
Got it. Yes. Got it.
Yeah. You were waiting for...
The water, you said. Is it sort of like a singular sort of oddity down here? Or does this...
Well, now, as you like start to move around, you start to find that there are more and more spots of water.
Oh, so it's not just one single thing. Because I was going to look up at the ceiling and see...
You can?
What's dripping. Or where it might be dripping from.
Well, there's condensation. You know.
Well, I mean, how far down did we slide? About.
Oh, maybe like 50, 60 feet.
Oh, okay. I thought we went a lot further than that. Okay.
No.
So then, yes.
Yeah, I think we probably did go further
than
that.
It's just sewer.
It's 50, a sewer.
60, huh? 50, 60 feet?
Down.
Down.
Oh, straight down.
Yeah.
So like spiraling down.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, so it was like
a big ass slip and slide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because as opposed to like a 50 foot fall, like straight down.
No.
Versus like.
Well, 50 foot slide.
Oh, we did a whole bunch of them. We descended from like sewer level, which is below street level.
Yeah.
You know, 50 to 60 feet below.
But there was no water until we sort of exited this crypt tomb area.
Yeah.
And then we encountered.
Well, no. The crypt tomb area. No, you're in crypts.
Okay, so that's a continuous. Okay, gotcha.
So now you've started to descend and you start to notice that as you keep going, more and more the walls and the ceiling become like condensated.
Okay.
Like it's
damp.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's like, fair.
Yeah.
Sense.
I was saying, I thought we went something like 200 feet down, and I was like, all right, you know, maybe something's up, other than us.
So you kind of come, you're going around, and now that ozone starts to become much more palpable around you, and everyone make a perception check.
33.
Ooh, that's a decent one.
Artur is doing pretty good with these clutch perceptions.
28.
Okay.
Perception check, 32.
Nice.
15,
30.
17.
Nice.
32.
Nice.
Artur!
Everyone except Henny, who's doing well.
A little busy.
Anyone, it's kind of both, like, the crit changes everything. So you're looking for a 31. Those who've gotten over a 31 kind of notices more. You notice that the water that you were seeing is more of that fluorescent, like, irradiated stuff, and it's filling up the tombs.
It's raining outside.
It's raining,
and it's
descending past into here.
Wow, okay. So it's
covering the bodies.
Oh, that's why the bodies are all fucked up.
That's not good.
As you kind of make your way, you come to a section. So you've started to ascend, right?
Yeah.
From going descend to ascend.
Yeah. Okay.
That static electricity kind of becomes very palpable. And you're coming around, following now, and you kind of find yourself in this weird section where it looks like there's a gate and like an archway, and above the gate and the archway is this like ugly ass gargoyle. Mm-hmm. Kind of looks like a combination between like a great white shark, a Labrador, and an elephant. Nope. It's just the ugliest gargoyle you've ever seen is sitting above this gate.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the gargoyle is on both ends. So you can see through
there's two of them.
There's no. It's looks like both busts are on both sides. So it's like
so back, it's back. On the archway, okay. That's gated, we have a face, one face on
yeah,
us.
And then
on the other side there's a face outwards.
Mm-hmm. And here you can feel like that weird static electricity. Yeah, like it's physically in the air.
So as Nella's is walking point, I'm gonna give her cover with my shield, make sure she doesn't get any of that acid rain on her.
Well, it's leaking off the walls.
I know. Basically walking as a walking umbrella. To make sure she doesn't get any
and
stuff.
And you've kind of come to this gate, and past the gate, you could see worked stone stairs ascending. And if you come the other way, they would be descending.
Got it.
Because that's how stairs work.
No, does this look like yours?
Stairs.
Do I recognize
the... It's worked. So clearly it looks like... You know what? You can see they're not dwarvish made.
Yeah.
The step between each step is wider.
Bigger.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's interesting.
Like a normal, like Sortak.
Can you tell how old they are?
The medium-sized creatures have to take like a large lunge to step up.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Like
so they're set for medium-sized creatures.
No, they're set for something a little bigger.
Than medium. Because if we're medium, we got a lunge to get up. It means it's
you meant lunge to make two steps.
No. Lunge to get up one step.
And the gargoyle doesn't look dwarven made either.
No.
Just from archetypes.
Yeah, it's a weird, like,
I don't know what it is, but it's creature. Not. Yeah.
Like, it's, like, definitely weird.
I'm going to use that lore again.
I was just going to say, while he's doing that, I want to make a religion check and see if I can figure
out. I'm going to use that ancient empire to see.
Are we ready now?
Yeah, yeah, you guys are all in. All right, so check for traps, make the lore, and...
Religion check.
Religion.
Oh, another nice roll.
Gave guidance to Saren.
Ancient Empire lore, like 35. Like, who would I know that might make a gargoyle look like that? Or maybe if that's, you know, maybe it's a creature that they worshipped, or maybe something that they mutated themselves that they, you know, like.
So ironically, it looks more like where gargoyles are used for protection or control,
right.
This looks like it's trying to be terrifying to keep things in. Like, it looks like it's made to be scary.
Ooh. On the way we're facing.
Both sides. Like, keep things
it's
out
double side.
And keep things in. Like, it's made to look up, like, violent.
Okay, well, most are.
They're but, like gargoyles guardian, are used but... like protection.
Right.
This is kind of like a warping of that.
Got
as you. More of like, a, if right. you try
to... So is there an ancient culture that I know that might do that? I mean, I'm...
Not offhand, but it's weird.
Okay.
Like, it's definitely like...
Because I did, I got a 35. I don't know how much information that gets me, but it's fine.
Additionally, you notice that as you're looking at the gargoyle, you notice that it looks pristine. Like, nothing's growing on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no moss.
Does it radiate magic?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't find out anymore? Is that the thing? You don't
know what's you know it radiates magic with detect magic, and at your level, you'd probably know more about it. It's more of like a... what's the one to
you get the highest level.
The abjuration.
Effect. Yeah.
Like, all it's right. blocking or
well,
protection.
I'm an abjuration specialist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is warded by magic.
Okay.
Like, you could see the runes.
Okay, so it's like there's magic over here. Now, Hen is good at disabling traps, but I can't do anything about this Mojo Jojo stuff.
Before you walk up, my religion check is a 38, which is a nat 20.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So you realize that this is definitely like something was that this was heat created as more of a cage.
So this is keeping something in.
I let the group and Handy know that.
Yeah.
The information I know about it.
So this is probably keeping something in.
Yeah. As much as keeping something out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if it's keeping something
Let me out!
Because if it's keeping something in, it doesn't want other people coming from the outside to affect it.
Remember, it's kind of like, you know, like a wrought iron gate. The gate itself and like the statuette of the gargoyle are all clean. Very clean, like shining polished.
But I don't
metal.
Think for a minute that thing's alive.
No, it's not alive.
Okay.
So it's definitely been kept in either great condition or it's got something on it that's keeping it in great condition.
Yeah.
Right. So the runes that I see, it's like on the floor or it's around the whole thing?
Around the archway.
Okay. So I can't touch it without probably interfering with the runes?
The gate?
Yeah.
So you look for traps. I said there are runes.
Yeah.
So
I follow what you're saying.
Yeah. So it's all the same. Like you have to like turn off the runes.
Okay. So I'm going to look at one of our, you know, native magical people. They got runes on this. Y'all want to try and
arcana check?
Me disable this or try and figure out how to break this?
Arcana check on the runes? See if I can interpret it. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You had something else you wanted to do?
Sure. You can make an arcana check on the runes, but you could
see if I can interpret what they say or mean.
Yeah.
Right off the 18 to the 3.
Fast.
27.
They're more like protective runes.
Right.
Okay. Is there a way for me? I don't think
to disable them. Yeah.
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 With the
yeah. Okay. So there is a difference. So in Pathfinder Second Edition, there are usually multiple ways to do something. The runes are Arcana or Occultist, so you guys could use those to disable them. If Fabio's character had Arcana or Occultism, he could disable that way. But there is also another way to use that, and that's through a sleight of hand to disable trap. Usually the DC changes. So if it's magical runes, the DC is usually a little higher.
Which would make sense.
If you don't use Arcana.
If you don't use Arcana or Occultism. Mm-hmm. So he is using sleight of hand, thievery.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can.
Can I use Arcana to aid him to to navigate him through the...
So the check here is 29 for you. For Henny, it is 33.
That's cocked.
Got it.
Thank God.
I'm going to whip out the infiltrator picks.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 34 Arcana.
That is a success. So you get a +1 now. Circumstance. Right. Or
circumstance.
Yeah.
Sure.
Circumstance. Effectively, he's talking through it.
Yeah. He's like, okay, this is the rune you have to touch. This is the rune you have to, like, connect.
Stroke this edge here.
Pet this rune.
Lick this.
So I got one status. I got one item. Doing plus 20.
Edge here.
So I got 22. I need to get a... I need to be
there.
33.
You got
plus
20.
I need
a 11 or higher.
Yep.
50-50 shot.
17.
There
you go. Is that a critical success?
17 plus
22.
That is
39.
Yeah. So that's not a critical
success. No, it's just success.
That's a success. Six over. Got it. So you're able to deactivate the runes as best you can. Or stop them from doing what they're doing.
I'm keeping them from activating.
Yeah.
So I got like a piece of pin here that's like the static electricity hitting it. And I'm able to like put my hand in, unlock the lock, open the door. Never didn't have it, and I popped my collar real quick.
So crazy spell back? Oh, crystal brittle.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, it's just this gate. I mean, like, crystal brittle, and now it's just like, we just smash it with a hammer, and it just shatters.
Fantastic. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's
crystal cool brittle was fun.
Going through, you're able to ascend the staircase.
And do you want to lock it behind us, just in case?
And you come to a point, and it looks like, you know those, like, what you call, like hatches where you have to like spin it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, like a portal.
Like like a portculus.
Like on a submarine. Like it's
like the hatch.
Oh, the hatch.
Hatch on a submarine.
It's
a hatch.
Except it's above you. So you go up the stairs and it's above you that you
that's
have to
like. That's a hatch on a submarine.
So it's gonna like.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Turn the latch.
Gonna, yeah, I get what
you're saying. That seems like an athletic role for somebody.
It is an athletic role for somebody.
I can't reach.
I'll give her a boost.
I'd rather not.
You know.
Who's got the best athletics?
Go now, Nell.
So I literally do this. I put a knee up.
For safety, do you want me to do it?
She's got it.
And I go after you, my queen.
Did you check her for traps?
That's a 25.
And it blows up in her face.
Your athletics?
17, and I rolled an 8.
That's right. Okay. She's able to open it, not as quietly as everyone would like.
I got one crit, and it's been downhill.
So she pushes it up, and it does that, like, you know when something heavy opens? It just goes, boom!
Oh, okay.
And does everyone, like, holds their breath for a second? Mm-hmm. And the fresh air comes, like, wafting in, mm-hmm. and you could smell the air. You don't hear anything. Now you kind of pop up, you look around, and you seem to be in some kind of sub-basement.
Mm-hmm.
The floor is worked. Everything is worked. You come up. It's a 10 by 10 square, and there is a door. So there's a
Does
door
Does this
in.
Feel more dwarven made?
This looks like it's obviously a man-made structure. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not dwarvish made.
Okay, so we're still in the weird area.
That you know of.
Yeah.
We're not in the sewer.
You're not in the sewer.
No, but it kind of is consistent anymore. With the bunch of stuff that was not
made. No. It's not alien made either. Okay. It's like man made. Okay. So it's
like human
made. Human made. Yeah.
Okay.
You pop up and you let everyone up and in. And Henny. And so, Seren, you're probably the last one up.
Okay.
You kind of come up. Everyone kind of comes up.
Sure.
And you start to hear water coming from below you.
From behind me?
From behind you. And then as you guys look in, you could see that green rainwater starting to fill the tomb.
Close the hatch.
Close the hatch. Get out of the hatch. Can we close the hatch?
You can close the hatch. You can close the hatch. And your assumption is...
It's raining.
It's the rainwater is now filling the tunnels down there with that alteration.
Is there any big boxes we can put on top of this hatch?
So when we were going through this tunnel, was it damp? Because remember,
there was water coming out the side.
Yeah.
No. Because before it's been more than 2 hours.
Yes.
So it at least has been one rain since we started our trek.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But if it was dry. Something has changed. That's way more. Because if it rained once while we were going, it should be damp.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It was dry.
I know what you're saying.
It is now wet. That means that now this rainwater is coming in. Something has changed. We need to move.
The only thing that's changed was the rune, magic rune, to get to the gate and up here.
Maybe that was helping keep some of that water out.
Very possible. But we need to move.
I'm literally closing the hatch as I'm talking about it.
Let it build up and it just flow somewhere else. Find the weak flush points.
Me. Don't flush me.
You come out and there's like weird sci-fi equipment all over in the next room.
Ooh.
Like a lab?
Like a science, like sci-fi lab.
What is this sci-fi? What is this?
Well, there's like lots of like Tesla coils and like electrical
steampunk
stuff.
Steampunk tech.
Young Frankenstein.
Laboratory. Cool to steal.
At last, you find yourselves standing inside the heart of the cultist power. The chamber housing their magical communication network.
Ooh.
The air crackles with arcane energy. The walls inscribed with glowing runes that pulse with a rhythm like a heartbeat. The silence here is a living thing, thick with the power of untold magics and secrets, and the secrets they behold.
I look for the most important looking thing.
You guys are finally in this looks like the area you were looking for the rune. You take out your map and you're like, we think we're here.
Okay.
And that is where we'll end tonight.
No.
I want to say thank you very much to the group. Thank you very much to everyone hanging out with us tonight.
Yeah.
I had a blast. I think we all had fun. Now we're kind of moving into more of a 007, sneak through the building, turn powers off, Metal Gear Solid type stuff.
Yeah.
Where's my cardboard box?
You left it to let a tour off. I hope we had fun. That was kind of fun.
Hell yeah.
There is still items to be found. I have a big old list of items.
Nice.
You guys have gotten through 1, 2, 3.
We like items. You like items.
No, you're right. We're on the sixth step.
We're on the sixth step.
So I was tracking it.
So check us out at our socials. And Nell, Tina?
We are at NVNG Podcast on Instagram, on Twitter, or X, whichever you call it. on Facebook, and we are also on YouTube, Nothing Venture, Nothing Gained podcast. We have videos coming out weekly, so go check us out. We review new books, talk about character classes, all that fun stuff, share news and what's going on. If you have any questions about any of the games that we play, want these guys to answer, let us know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then remember, you can always save 10% on your order at DieHardDice.com by using our promo code SPICYNVNG. I don't know why I got super quiet when I started saying all that. It was very weird.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. You can save money. You can save money. It's a secret the government doesn't want you to know. You can save money at DieHardDice.com.
It is President's Week.
Dire Dice just came out with a new set of Avalor dice. They're called the Talisman
set.
They are really cool. They have a whole bunch of different colors. There's a set called Bastion that looks like white marble.
Yeah,
definitely. It looks so cool, and especially in the Avalor.
I thought it looked like a robot.
But because it's in the Avalor style, it's got like the not rounded off edges,
the cut off
chiseled edges.
Yeah,
so it's
edges.
Really nice.
It's the same set that our NVNG dice are made.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So you get that. You can get any other cool things that they got going on over there at DieHardDice.com. And again, that's spicy NVNG. Save 10% off your entire order. And also, please, if you would, please rate and review us on any podcast app that you are listening to us from. It helps us spread the word about our brand of stupid fun. Keyword stupid, and also keyword fun. And also, you know, if you comment, we'll probably see it. You know, 100%. We'll give you a shout out. And then it helps us. There was one other thing I wanted to say.
Don't worry about it.
I love my wife. That's it.
Noise.
I can plug quick.
He's contractually obligated to say that every stream.
Speaking of donations, I am still doing my fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. I am running 19.3 miles over the course of 3 days in April for the American Cancer Society. My goal is to raise $2,000 by April 1st. I am 3/4 of the way through, so I have about $500 left to go. So if you would like to make a donation, you can visit my Instagram. It's at FairyTaleTina. The link is in my bio. You can donate there. It all goes directly to the ACS organization. I do not get any of it. I don't transfer money anywhere. So it goes directly to a 501c3. You got your tax write-offs, all of that. And then there's the option if you want to cover the processing fee so it doesn't get taken out of your donation. You can do that if you would like. Again, my goal is to hit $2,000 by April 1st. The fundraiser is still open after that, but anything that I don't fundraise between that gap comes out of my paycheck. So before April 1st would be great. But thank you to everybody who's already made a donation and reached out. Appreciate it. Thank you guys for ordering popcorn during the popcorn fundraiser
that
I did.
My wife ate the kettle corn one tonight.
Another announcement. The Cradle of Aviation Museum here on Long Island is running Long Island Tabletop Role-Playing Festival Convention. Some of your friendly NVNG people will be there. I will be running games. I believe Jared is running games. I believe Steve is running games.
Yeah, I have to sign up, but yes.
I just signed up the other day. Come and check out. You can hang out with some of your NVNG people. You can play at our tables. You could stalk us.
And if you come wearing NVNG merch that you can buy through our page, maybe you'll get special items in game that you can use to cheat.
And that is April 6th and 7th, 2 days.
Zach will force the GMs to give that.
Maybe.
Again, that's April 6th and 7th. It's the week after Easter, so you should be done with all your candy by then. So come and hang out and
bring your candy.
Yeah, just
coming down off your sugar high just to join
us. All kinds of games. They have board games, role playing games. Like, they have an escape room.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
It's really. And the place itself is super cool.
Yeah.
So again, that's April 6th and 7th, Cradle of Aviation Museum on Long Island. Come check us out. Come hang out with us. Play games with us. Yell at us. I don't care.
Yep.
Roll the dice.
From all of us here at Nothing Venture, Nothing Game, we love rolling dice, giving advice with a little bit of that New York spice. Say goodnight, everyone.
Goodnight,
everyone. Thank you all.